T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, hi, everyone. Good morning, everybody. That's Chuck Freeman. Good morning. I'm Bart Winkler. 12:50 on your AM radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. What were you telling me during the break? There's stations that play the Herd instead of the Bucks.
Yeah, there's a station in Appleton that I
that
turned on.
That might have been it on Friday that I was... It felt like a high school game.
Yeah, they had the G League. I still call it the D League.
The Dilly League?
Yeah, might as well. Yeah. Trying to find out the Bucks score, traveling from one place to another on Friday night in Green Bay. Couldn't even get a Bucks game in.
So if you're in Appleton, you think you'd rather listen to the Herd than the Bucks?
I always thought the Bucks app had all the games on. And apparently, you know, I pushed radio and couldn't hear Ted Davis that said, "Oh, you can't get in this area."
I don't know.
But that was one of the reasons for the Bucks app. I guess I got to subscribe to the NBA package now to get the, in case I'm traveling.
Subscribe and then, you know. The if I'm in Appleton and I'm a Bucks fan and I turn on the radio.
I want to listen to the Bucks.
I got to listen to the Herd.
Or Horicon Shano.
yeah, Horicon.
Hortonville. Maybe Horicon.
Any of those things. You can listen to us right now talk a little Brewers baseball. 414-799-1250. Yu Darvish signs with the Cubs. Monster deal. 6 years. $126 is the base. So that's about $21 million a year. Could make up to $150. This is the way that baseball is. This is a good deal for the Cubs, I think. It wouldn't be a good deal for the Brewers. Now, you can still say that they overpaid. Brian Kenny of MLB Network, he does this thing where he puts people through the red flag system. Mm-hmm. The red flag system, there's 5 red flags. Is he over 30? Yes, that's a red flag for you, Darvish. Is he on the wrong side of the defensive spectrum? He says yes. Was there a misreading of metrics? He says no. Is it longer than a 5-year deal? Yep. Did the team pick branding over baseball? No, the Cubs using a pitcher. But he still says 3 to 5 red flags. This is a risky deal for the Cubs. It's a lot of money, and I think it's a move that the Cubs know. This is going to help us for 3 years, 4 years. We realize we're going to probably be paying this guy a lot more than we should be when he's 37, but we want to make this move. We want to win titles. We're going to take the risk. They can afford to take that risk because they're the Chicago Cubs. Mm-hmm. And not the Milwaukee Brewers.
He can opt out of the deal after 2 seasons. If he has 2 great years, he could opt out and think he can get more money on the free agent market.
Which I don't think there's any way he does. He'd have to be really good.
Yeah, I'm saying if he just blows up and he thinks he can get some money elsewhere, he can do that.
But he gives himself that option, at least. One quick tweet coming in from Ryan. He says, Chuck, if you're on the road, you should just download the Fox Sports Go app and sort of watch the audio if you're on the road and can't get a Bucks game. I guess you could do that.
You could do that, but on TV, they're giving you the TV call. You know what I'm saying? They're not – radio call is different than a TV play-by-play call.
Sure. You want to hear Ted.
Yeah, I want to hear the description of the game.
Yeah, Chuck doesn't like being within further than 20 miles of Ted Davis's voice at any time, right?
Of course, yeah. So – I mean, I just like to be able to hear the Bucks game. I mean, yeah, years gone by, you could care less on a Saturday night, but still, they're in a race right now. Race for a playoff spots.
As are the Brewers, and the question we're posing is, can the Brewers win the Central without adding to their current rotation? It does seem like the Cubs have won it already, and you know, I do this with the Packers. I say, it's over. It's August. Let's make T-shirts. They're kind of doing that in Chicago with the NL Central, almost with the National League.
What was when you found out on Saturday, when you found out Saturday that Darvish, who the Brewers were hot after, and a big chip in free agency, that he signed with the Cubs, the team you're competing with for a division title, what was your initial reaction? Was it, damn? Was it something else? Was it, okay, hey, you know, 6 years, $126 million, that's over the Brewers' head. What was your initial reaction when Darvish signed with the competitor, the Cubs?
I thought, figures?
Yeah.
And then I didn't feel that much anger for the Brewers okay. not signing it.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Well, I'm not.
No, I'm glad you feel that
way.
I'm glad you feel that way.
I'm not.
Don't worry about this.
I want to be mad.
No, don't. It's going to be okay. It is going to be all right.
I said I'd pay Darvish up to $20
million. Yeah.
I said it's not my money.
Not $21
they can
million,
spend
though.
Whatever they want. But 6 years, $1.26?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's sticker shock. Up to $1.50 with incentives and all-star games what and was, stuff like
all
that.
All right. So your first reaction was?
Figures, darn.
Figures, like, oh, figures, darn. Damn.
Almost exactly. Yeah, I might have said damn.
Damn.
I might have said damn.
All right. So I was like, the phone went off. The alert came there, and I was like, it didn't bother me at all that he signed with the Cubs.
I mean, it bothers me.
No, it didn't.
I
not
think
at
I
all.
Just saw it coming, though.
No.
You, Darvish, to the Cubs. Come on. $126
million.
We all knew that was happening.
Who knows? I mean, Washington was in the mix, too, and the Rangers.
Washington's schmoshington.
But you know what, though? I looked at it and said, good. You know, the Cubs just forked out more money than they need to do. That's not going to – at the end of that deal, I don't think we're going to look back and say the Cubs got the bang for their buck for $126 million.
Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250.
People did not give away their season tickets back because of that signing.
But are they going to watch a division champion team this summer? Can the Brewers win the Central without making another move in the rotation? 799-1250. Let's go to Mike on the north side.
Hey,
what's
Mike.
Up, Mike?
Morning, gentlemen. I just had a couple of issues that I don't know. Maybe they can be solved. I mean, I'm not the front office, but, you know, we've got a plethora of outfielders, and I don't see why, you know, we couldn't trade Domingo Santana. And I know Hader's been great, but his trade value should bring us with Domingo. I don't see why we couldn't trade for Archer and sign Cobb.
Why would you want to trade Hader, though, in that mix? I'm okay with Santana, but you can't trade Hader. Man, what a valuable a two-inning guy out of the bullpen.
Okay, maybe Suter or, you know, there's got to be a pitcher that we can package with Domingo that would bring Archer. I mean, his ERA is, what, 3.12, I think?
Yeah.
I mean, he's sufficient. And then go sign Cobb or, I mean, Arrieta's too old and he wants too much money.
Yeah, I think if you trade Santana, you're probably going to have to give a prospect. I don't think they want.
They might go to like a Luis Ortiz.
That's exactly it.
They're pretty high on Corbin Burns. I don't see him getting moved.
You would have to give a chip away.
They're not trading Hader.
No, they're not giving away Hader. And, you know, Suter, you know, I mean, he could win a spot in the rotation, but he's a throw-in guy. The Tampa wants something better than that. Someone who's got more potential.
See, the Brewers, I think we might be getting lost. Mike, thanks for the call. Because they made these moves in the outfield, Kane and Yelich, we might be getting lost in they're trying to compete for the title in 2018. I think they still think they're in the rebuild. Those are two moves they made that are also for long distance.
But I just think what they did out of the bullpen this year, this winter so far, I mean, yeah, they made those two moves for the outfield, but I like their bullpen.
Sure, I like their bullpen too, and I like their outfield, and I like a lot of their infield. But as far as the pitching staff, I think that they think they have guys that are about a year away. Whether they hang on to Ortiz, whether it's Brandon Woodruff getting better, whether it is a Corbin Burns, or maybe moving Hader to the starting rotation, I think the Brewers might be positioning themselves, even with the Yelich and Kane moves for 2019-2020, So when I told you, I talked to a Cubs fan in the hall earlier this morning. He said, do you think the Brewers will counter? I said, my gut almost tells me no. I don't think they will counter.
Well, the Cubs countered the Brewers move, I guess. You know, the Brewers offseason moves. But if you look at what the Brewers are at right now, they got their rotation, they're hoping to get five or six out of those guys, obviously.
Chuck, do you know...
And have their bats carry the way and that bullpen carry the way.
How much do you know about the Gin Blossoms?
One song.
Which one?
I don't even know the name of it.
Well,
if I heard
they were actually very... they had a lot of foresight in the 90s.
Yeah?
Because they knew the exact moment that something like this would happen.
And this is it. How about this one? I wanted the Brewers to sign anyone but you.
I found a lot of you Darvish puns to be had. I tweeted, you got to be kidding me. Sorry. Yeah. You had to take the pun. When the pun's there, you got to take it. Let's go to Michael on the west side of town. What's up, Michael?
Good morning. I think you might be missing the point on this, and I am thrilled the Cubs signed Darvish, because the verb I would use here is they are now saddled with that contract.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this. Is he really that valuable a pitcher for the next 4 to 5 years? Granted, he was injured in the playoffs. He was awful. But Texas gave up on him pretty quickly. The Dodgers gave up on him quickly. So now, fine, let the Cubs take him for $120-some million dollars and have Jeff Suppan on their hands. Be my guest.
You know, the Dodgers, if the Dodgers valued him as much as they did last year when they traded for him, they would have re-signed him. They got a payroll. They could afford him. The Dodgers didn't even want him.
To be upset about. I'm thrilled with the move.
Yeah, hey, I'm not either. You and I are in the same boat, Mike.
I want them to be efficient and, yes, get a starting pitcher. Archer is the guy. Last year they should have picked up Gray.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now, finally. Everyone's coming around on Sonny Gray. Right.
Exactly. But now Archer is the guy, because then you've got him under control for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what's the price tag? This is David Stearns only his third season, correct?
Yeah, I wonder if this is going to be a case where Tampa goes into the season, keeps Archer in the rotation, Archer gets off to a great start, and then... You know,
and then his price goes up.
But exactly.
This is only Stearns' third season. Look at what he's done to rebuild the farm system and put the team in a competitive spot versus what Melvin had done for years and years and got two playoff appearances.
There hasn't been a GM in our state who's done as great a job, Rod Wolf included, as turning things around like David Stearns has.
But the one movie didn't make was Sonny Gray, Freems.
But, you know,
Michael agrees.
Okay, well, that's,
Marcus, remember Marcus earlier?
I still think they're going to be okay.
Marcus?
Hey, guys. Marcus from Breckenridge, Colorado here. Just wondering if we would have traded for Sonny Gray last year, if we would be even having this conversation.
Yeah, that's from our top.
But you know what, though? Okay,
the,
but if you get Sonny Gray, you may not have Yelich or
true.
A few of these other people. Who knows? But I'm telling you, this Stearns has done a hell of a job, man. From where this organization was headed under Melvin, and you know, I go back to opening day of 2015 when they just got crushed on opening day, and I'm thinking, oh man, hopefully this isn't the beginning of something bad. But they turned it around, and you know, last year they won, and you know, he's got a lot of assets. He's done exactly what he's done, and I think he's exceeded his expectations so far. From what I expected. I didn't think the turnaround would be this quickly. I didn't think they'd build up this farm system as quickly as they would, or build up this team as quickly as they did. But, I mean, this is Rod Wolf included. He's done the best job of a rebuild so far of any GM the state has ever had.
414-799-1250. You can use the TalkBack feature in our smartphone app as well. Can the Brewers win the Central if they don't add to their rotation? Do they have what it takes to top the Cubs? Call us, 414-799-1250. We've got some time for you before Tim Allen joins us, 835, host of our post-game show. In a couple of days, it is Valentine's Day. This is Valentine's week. You guys hopefully know this by now. Sherry's Berries wants to be the place to help you with a great Valentine's Day gift, because every year this happens. I remember talking about this last year. I said, Valentine's Day's coming. Valentine's Day, you guys. Hello. And then Valentine's Day came, and I did get messages from people that said, I screwed up. Yeah, well, don't. Valentine's Day, send the unforgettable gift of Sherry's Berries. Now, I've had some berries. I sent them already to our house. We already ate them, so I'm going to go back there today, make sure I can get some flowers, something nice for my beautiful wife who has agreed to be my Valentine. You got to ask every year, too. That's also a nice trick. Always ask if they'll be your Valentine. It's just a nice beta move that is good. Sherry's Berries, right now you can save 20% on gifts more than $29 with the promo code Winkler. Whether it's the flowers or the other different assortments of gifts they have, especially the berries will come in a signature gift box with that beautiful ribbon. You don't have to gift wrap it. It's already done for you. You get big, fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in the chocolatey goodness, whether it's the nuts or more chocolate or the swizzles. That comes right on top for you. Again, Sherry's Berries. Use the promo code Winkler. Choose your delivery date. It's guaranteed. Hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is in 2 days. To get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more, go to berries.com today and use the code Winkler at checkout. BERRIES.com. Code is Winkler. 414-799-1250. How on earth can the Brewers win the Central if they don't make a move in their pitching rotation? Enlighten us next. I guess you'd call it suicide, but I'm too full to swallow my pride. I can't stand losing. I can't stand losing. I can't stand losing. I can't
do it already.
Played the wrong parts.
No, you played the right part.
Yeah, get to it already.
What part are you? This is the part.
I need the payoff. Let's go, Gordy. I can't stand losing you.
Oh, no.
They don't even say it at the end.
No, he's playing.
There it is.
I like that. I can't stand losing.
Gordon Sumner.
Because I can't stand losing.
AKA Sting. I'm you know what? I am pissed about the Yu Darvish deal. I've decided
So you decide when you're pissed?
Yeah, because this is six years.
Doesn't that just naturally happen?
This is 6 years of playing you songs that I can't play.
Oh, geez.
As puns.
Three years into that, the Cubs are going to be regretting
little
that.
Little Eureka moment.
I'll
what do you mean 3 years in? 3 years in, we're still doing this. Jeff Janis! I would have a great time with you, Darvish songs.
Three years into it, the Cubs are going to be regretting that deal.
799-1250.
The Cub fans will be crying. Yeah, they're all excited right now, but okay. Brewers will give them a run this year still. It's going to be even sweeter if the Brewers win the division title. Or you know what? The Brewers are pressuring the Cubs and getting a lead out at the All-Star break and forcing the Cubs to make some moves they don't have to make by giving away some more prospects.
Oh, you know the Wu-Tang Clan?
Who?
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, I thought just something else.
No, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, okay.
Corey says, speaking of puns, I was ready to make Wu-Tang Clan shirts for opening day. And now... not. 414-799-1250. Can the Brewers win the Central without another move? Let's go to Alex in West Allis. What's up, Al?
Hi, Al.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
Without another move before the training deadline, or without another move before training
camp? Before training camp, or either, whatever.
I mean, to go into the season, the Brewers, can they still contend despite what the Cubs are doing?
I think, you know, honestly, you know, Chuck, I think you hit on it a little bit earlier, and Bart, you seconded it. They got a good bullpen. I look at it like you make a couple of minor moves to shore up your bullpen, and that'll help these young guys that maybe can't go 5-6 innings, you know, and you work it that way because you don't want to get into that headspace where you're spending – $126, $130 million on a guy who's 30. I mean, Alex Cobb is 30, you know, and he's, you know, is he Yu Darvish? I don't think so, you know, and what are you going to spend for him? I mean, you make a couple minor moves, you know, maybe just minor moves and tweak that bullpen, and I think you're in a good position. If you can't get Archer, and Archer's going to command a king's ransom, I don't know. I mean, you know, it depends on what you give up, but you don't know until you give it up. So, do I think they can contend? Absolutely. You know, because Yu Darvish, is he going to pitch all 35 starts this year? You don't know that. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff that's there. So I don't feel bad at all. I think we can contend. I think we can hit with them right now, and that's what matters to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't be not buying tickets to the Brewers and Cubs series just because of this move. The Brewers, I think, still have won the offseason. I mean, they're talking about Theo has done his best job down there since he's been there. But Stearns, the way he's turned this thing around and put this team in contention. Now, I hope all the nice things I'm saying about the Brewers and Stearns don't come to bite me back in the ass like it has many times when I get behind a sports team in our state. But I think this is the one time I think I'm going to be right about the Brewers, if any time, on a good side.
You don't think they'll win the division, though?
I think they're going to contend. I think they'll push the Cubs. I wouldn't be surprised they win the division.
I think they max out with this roster. They max out at 88.
Bart, I think if Yelich goes on and as the you
they
know,
need another pitcher,
the kind of year I think he's going to have at Miller Park, if Kane, you know, has the kind of year I think he's going to have, and you know, Braun, if he stays healthy and produces, Arcia takes a jump up, Shaw has another MVP type year at third base. Man, I think they can. Yeah, they get 90 wins. I think they'll get upper 80s, considering I think this is going to be a tough division, but they're going to be one of the better teams in the National League.
About 2 minutes ago, I said I was mad because we don't have the ability to play you songs, yeah, to use the pun you, because yeah, there's so many songs that say you in them, and we can make puns for you, Darvish.
How about you and I?
Any of them. Okay. I'm no longer mad.
Just you and I.
Great voice.
Yeah.
I'm no longer mad because wrestling fans know,
yeah,
of a certain song that I think the Brewers can play when you, Darvish, takes the hill,
yeah,
for the Chicago Cubs. And I know Mike Vassallo, the PR guy, he's big into wrestling. We could play the Kurt Angle theme when you, Darvish, takes the mound.
I like it.
For the Chicago Cubs. You sucks. You sucks.
Yeah.
You sucks.
Especially after the Brewers hit him for like the seven runs through the first three innings.
You sucks. They have to do this.
Hey, the Brewers. I think the
Mike,
Brewers,
you have to.
I think the. Well, not, I think that's not his
you
deal.
You sucks.
Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of volleying back and forth and stuff
between the Brewers and Cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their Twitter interns.
Yeah.
There's two people on Twitter.
Hey, Wisconsin, what do you say? Buy some Brewers Cubs tickets today?
Yeah, let's sell out the games today.
Yeah.
And then the Cubs say, we don't need blah, 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 blah. Big brother, you sucks. Oh, that's maybe the best idea I've had yet. Let's go to Scott in West Milwaukee, 799-1250.
How about Crazy on You?
Oh, Hart.
Okay.
That's a Cubs. You know, the Cubs would play that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike,
how about
Scott,
with or without you?
Who's this, Scott?
Yes.
All right. Chuck and I are just naming songs, so if you want to chime in, you can start at any time.
Okay. The biggest thing about the Brewers is you can't leave guys on third base with nobody out or one out, and you can't score them. That's what killed them last year. You need a sac fly. You need that little ground ball to the right side of the infield. You can't expect these guys to throw shutouts every night.
Yeah. No.
How many times did it happen last year?
Yeah. Well, never.
Well, I think we're just arguing, do you want better pitching or the pitching you have now? I want better. I know these guys, they're not going to have a perfect game every night.
It's not going to matter.
So what are you saying?
You can't leave guys at third base, nobody out or one out,
yeah,
and you can't score them.
Hey, I think a big part, I said this before, the big part of their downfall last year was production with runners in scoring position.
Okay, so they upgraded their offense.
Yeah.
Good. Now it's time to do the pitching staff, right?
Yep, hopefully these guys are going to be better contact.
Yeah.
Like that Pittsburgh series. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Right. I remember that.
What series against Pittsburgh? There was 15 of them. They played the Pirates every other week. Which one do you remember, Bart?
That one game that cost them, that three game, that forget that road trip.
Yeah.
Where they had guys in scoring position all night.
Oh, that's like every game.
All they needed was a sack fly, and they couldn't even get that.
Oh, that's like every game.
Do you want them to go get a pitcher, Scott, or no?
I like another pitcher, but you got to do better at baseball 101 on offense.
Okay.
You know, you got to get these guys home. You need that sac fly, that weak ground ball to the right side of the infield.
Can we hear some Joan Jett? I hate myself for loving you.
Oh.
You could play it for you.
For the call. Yeah, I could. Okay, we can't. We're talking about the pitchers. Yeah, they need to be better contact hitters. Yeah. If we do a topic on Aaron Rodgers,
yeah.
Does Aaron Rodgers need to distribute the ball more or whatever? Oh, it doesn't matter because the defense sucks. No, we're talking about the pitchers. Yeah. Right?
I think I'm getting mixed feelings from Brewer fan today. That's how I feel.
I think I just want to name more songs with you in the title.
I think I'm looking at some.
I think 2.5 hours in, we have lost the show.
Yeah.
Chips and Tosa, what's up?
How about the shape of you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, so.
How about I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family?
Let this guy talk.
Chip, go ahead.
Hey, who cares they got Hugh Darvish? They just replaced him with Jake Arrieta. Whoa. How close were we to winning the division, you know? We just got more batters. If we get another pitcher, I think we're going to take the division. You know, I'm not scared of Hugh Darvish.
Either am I. I'm never going to give you up. That's another one. How about Janet Jackson's All For You?
All right. Chip, you got anything else?
Wish You Were Here?
No, man, that's it. I just want to say it's the Cubs suck, man.
Yeah, the Cubs. You know what? They're never going to win. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you one further thing about the Cubs. They got their World Series title. This crap about them winning 2 or 3 or 4 in a row. Hell, they couldn't even make it to the World Series this past year.
I think they'll win another one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They'll probably win this year.
No, please.
They just got Hugh Darvish.
Oh, big deal.
What do you mean big deal?
I don't care. I don't. Really. Them getting Hugh Darvish, I could care less. Yeah. I hate myself for loving you.
No, it's Sunday Night Football. Sunday night. You said you'd
meet me, now it's quarter to two. Hey, Joan Jett, she was at the Admiral game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
How about that? She probably performed this song hours after you was a Cub.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was a missed opportunity.
How about George Harrison's Got My Mind Set on You?
All right, we're going to have to replay the 6 o'clock hour next because
we're off the tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim Allen's going to join us in a couple minutes.
One of my favorite 80s songs right there.
Dan Hartman on Oldies 105.7. The Fan. It's Chuck and Winkler.
Yeah, he died at an early age, man.
Sad.
Danny Hartman, yeah.
Tim Allen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tim, we'll talk a little Hugh Darvish. Also, there's a new episode of the Tim and Tausch podcast.
Yeah. Where
I'm going to play back a portion of that before we're done talking to you. They did their podcast in Vegas around town.
Okay.
And it's very funny.
Is the podcast taking off, Tim?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. I really don't know. I know that it gives you an inside peek at the machination of what us knuckleheads do. That much I do know. So we took that recorder out on a one-night binge in Vegas. So you get on the way to dinner, you get after dinner, you get inside the cab rides, you get inside the casinos, you get inside the bathroom at the D. So you get a little journey, a one-night journey in Vegas with Billy and I.
All right, Tim, what was your initial reaction Saturday afternoon when you heard that Darvish signed with the Cubs?
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. I think he held on for as long as he could, him and his agent, and I think that's where it was headed from the start. Looking at the Journal Sentinel, there was some speculation, at least by Hodgecourt, that said that maybe that offer wasn't as big as some reports had the Brewers and Darvish hooking up. So, and you know, and that's the thing. I've always questioned these anonymous sources and things like that. And, you know, people speculate as to whether it'd be a good fit, and then all of a sudden it snowballs to the Brewers are after Greinke. And then those things, you got to just lay low a little bit.
Can the Brewers right now, without making a move in the rotation, are they good enough to win the Central?
I think so. I think they're maybe a piece away. I heard you guys talking about that, Bart, and I heard, you know, you say that, you know, maybe a pitcher. I'm really interested, guys, if you take a look at the bullpen, and I know they brought in Boone Logan and J.J. Hoover and Frieri, and obviously Albers is probably a lock in that bullpen, but you also have Jefferson there, Jacob Barnes is there, Josh Hader's there, Corey Knebel's there. That's going to be Brent Suter's out there, unless he takes one of those rotation spots. Their bullpen, I think maybe still one arm short. People talk about the rotation. I still think maybe a bullpen arm is in the cards here.
Boy, they got so many guys in that bullpen. How many more guys do they need, Timmy?
A legit guy that if Knebel does, I was watching MLB Network last night, the top, I think it was 25 breakout players of 2017, and Knebel was at 16. You know, if he lets up, guys, and it was a wonderful year for Knebel, but, you know, if he lets up, who's the closer on this team?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, could you go to Hader as your closer?
I guess you could, but I think they'd like him in the more versatile role.
Yeah.
You know, that two and a third and on one night, and then 2 days later he gets two big outs against lefties. I think they love him. I love him in that role. I really do, but, you know, maybe one more legit I've closed before and saved 30 kind of guy. That I think could still happen. But there is a lot of competition back there. That's a good thing.
Tim, I've heard you say a couple of times about Knebel failing. Is it because so many guys the Brewers have had close have had great years, and then, you know, a couple of years later they're not even with the organization anymore?
Yeah, it's just a volatile situation. You guys know that. There aren't many closers that will span years of high-grade success. There's just not, and that's just the way it's been. The Riveras of the world and the Hoffmans of the world, they're rare, guys. They are, and we've seen it before here, that these guys have a little flash in the pan, a year or two, and then they go down. And that's why Doug Melvin never would, you know, pony up with a long-term deal with closers. It's just too volatile. I got my fingers crossed for Corey Knebel, and I hope he does repeat. He was outstanding. The strikeout streak and the ERA and these saves, and he was just dynamite. He was. And if that's the case, I mean, if he does repeat, that bullpen is in obviously much, much better shape.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, Hot Stove Weekly is coming up. It's Mondays at 6 is when you can catch Tim and Baby Tausch on that program. Always good to get a look at what's going on with the Brewers, a more inside look. Tim, I think with this Yu Darvish thing, I think here's where people's minds are going, okay? I think it's 6 years, $126 million, maybe $150 with incentives. And Brewers fans are like, ha ha, that's a lot of money that the Cubs, you know, have to pay. That's what a relief. While that might be true, let's just look at their rotation in the year 2018. Darvish, Quintana, Lester, Hendricks, and Tyler Chatwood. That's the best in the league. That's a really good rotation. And even if they're going to get burned by this contract in 2021, 2022, 2023, I don't think the Cubs care right now. I don't see the Brewers without making a Chris Archer-type move, maybe another one. I just don't see them overcoming the Cubs at this point in the Central.
It's going to be tough, and you're right. That rotation is good. And I think the one guy I point to, you know, people, you know, Brewer fans are saying, let's get that frontline starter. It's got to coincide with Stern's plan. And then that plan is, you know, it's got to be good for now and in the future, and to sustain a little bit. And Quintana's the guy. That's the guy I point to. And I always point to Doug Melvin's biggest mistake as general manager of the Brewers, and it was Ken Maka. I still am on record of saying that, and I'll stick with that. That was his, by far, the biggest mistake. So far, Stearns, as good as he's been, his biggest mistake was not going over the top and getting Quintana. And now you've got to face him. He was under team control. It was affordable. It just made a lot of sense. And so unless you replace him with a guy like an Archer that has team control, affordable, young, things like that, that's still going to go down for me as one of the bigger mistakes. If any mistakes at all, that's the one I point.
Although if you did that move, Tim, could you argue that maybe you might not have the chips maybe to go after Christian Yelich?
Yeah, maybe. And so what they did was, I firmly believe this, what they did was they said, well, if we can't get the pitchers, we're gonna go out there and beat them with offense. I heard one of your callers saying, what was he saying, situational baseball and, you know, getting a runner over and getting a run in. I fully agree with him. And I think that will be much improved this year. You know, you look at that Tampa Bay game down Hader, I think, gave up the walk-off. And the inning, the top half of that inning, Manny Pena had an opportunity to bunt some runners over and get them in. And that's the ABC baseball I think he was referring to. And I think you're going to see a lot of improvement on that. With these two guys in that lineup, along with what you were talking about, Chuck, was if Arcia takes that step forward and you got Braun, if he stays healthy, that offense is going to win games. It will. And we'll see much better baseball offensively.
Especially in the hitter park. I mean, you got to have, you know, some defense out there is pretty good. I think your defense, your outfield defense is as good as it's ever been. But, I mean, I think you got the offense tailor-made for this ballpark.
It is. It is. And Council's the right guy for it. I mean, put pressure on that other team, continual pressure. So if you can't beat them with the pitching, I think they just flipped the script a little bit here. And Stearns went with that offense. And I was a little stunned by it. I'm a big believer in pitching and defense, but you know sometimes the geography, if you will, dictates you know what you can do to seize the moment, and he did that. Now will they get a pitcher? I mean that's the thing. Chase Anderson, Chacin, and Zach Davies. That Nelson injury is looming large, guys. It is. I mean it just is. And now you're gonna lean on a Woodruff. You're gonna lean on maybe a resurgent Yovani Gallardo in there, and I'm a little leery on that rotation right now. Is it competitive? Yeah, I think Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, these guys are out-getters, no question. But are they what Bart just talked about? That's your competition there, that Cub rotation. Are they those guys? No, they're not. So you give the nod to the Cubs on the rotation.
I think the Brewers want to win, as we talk to Tim Allen, Hot Stove Weekly, Mondays at 6, baseball postgame show, spring training live, all this stuff coming back up here on The Fan. They want to win, but I don't know if they're all in type yet. I think what the Brewers do have is a couple of arms in their farm system, whether Ortiz is a trade chip, Corbin Burns, everybody's high on, even another year of progression from Brandon Woodruff, that maybe they think they've got the arms, they just need time for those arms. They've got Kane and Yelich now for multiple years, and those guys will still be here when the arms come to fruition.
Yeah, you know, every year there's surprises, and you're just crossing your fingers that, you know, you look across the league and you say, wow, look at this guy. Who is this guy? And all of a sudden you look up and he's got an ERA of 3.1 and he's 10-2 and he's a young dude and he surprised everybody. And hopefully Brandon Woodruff is that guy. Hopefully a Corbin Burns is that guy. They're going to need that surprise, given the fact that, you know, they may not go out and get a pitcher, so then you have what you have. But they really need that surprise, and that's obviously unpredictable. But maybe they do think that we don't. It's tough to say we don't need a guy like that, yeah, because you always do. But maybe they're a little more confident, as you said, Bart, than we are with the youngsters.
And we'll see where both teams are too coming out of spring training as far as the health. You know, there might be a couple of key injuries either way coming out of spring training.
Yeah, and I mean, Brent Suter, there's an interesting guy there.
the dude, all he did was do well. I mean, yeah, you know, a little bump here and there, but it's not going to surprise me if he ends up in that rotation at the bottom end. It won't surprise me at all. And maybe that's your surprise. Maybe he is a guy that can at least hold you in games. It's going to be really interesting. When you look at, though, I was looking at this morning at my desk here, and when you look at the competition in spring training, guys, have you noticed, there's not a ton. If you look at it, the 25-man, there's really not that many decisions to make. I mean, at the bottom end of the bullpen, at the bottom end of the rotation, yeah, you've got a couple of decisions. But really, for the most part, I would say a good, 19, 20, 21, 22 players are already determined on this team. An injury could pop up. You're right, Chuck. That, you know, maybe that's, you know, you got to swivel on that. But there's not that much competition. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. And hopefully they'll insert, you know, pitcher A, whoever that might be, and then it's game on. Because if you do insert pitcher A, now all of a sudden you're just awaiting Jimmy Nelson to get back. And people have wondered, how is he going to pitch once he is back? He'll be fine when he gets back. He'll be fine. He's not going to be Cy Young, but he's going to be fine. There's your acquisition, you know, early to mid season, and then you could be in motion there. But really, overall, have you guys looked at it? Where's the competition? Maybe the seventh guy in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I think things are looking up. I said this before you came on. I told Bart this. I said I think Stearns has done as good a job. Is better job than anybody has ever in a turnaround and a rebuild of a franchise here in the state. And this is including what Ron Wolf did in Green Bay. Stearns has done it here. Now, okay, he's still got to get the postseason and all that, but man, it's been such a quick turnaround and a good turnaround. In a couple of years, he's put them as one of the best teams in the National League.
He has, and I think that coupled, and believe me, I give him a ton of credit for rebuilding and competing at the same time. But I also look at Craig Counsell, and that fit, that chemistry, that was amazing. And he did warn everybody. He warned us and has been, and we'll talk more about it when we get to Phoenix next week. But he did warn us that this whole running the gauntlet and the chemistry and how they're smiling all over the place, this is a different group of guys. Can they come up with that, you know, shtick, if you will, for a new season here in 2018, that's tremendously important. You know, we're going to be better teammates. We're going to play for each other. We're going to support each other, things like that. That has to happen organically, and you just, again, you cross your fingers that they're going to find something there. But Counsell, under Stearns, outstanding. He just is. Out-getters and pressure on the other team. I love it.
Lots to promote with you, Tim. I do want to play. This is from the new Tim and Tausch podcast.
Okay.
Tim and Tausch in the Morning. You can find it at 1057fmthefan.com and on our app. They go through, they took their podcast to Vegas when Tim and Billy were in Vegas, and this is a sample of what you'll hear on the podcast.
So we're definitely influenced by alcohol.
Right. That's for sure.
A lot of it.
I'm amazed that we were able to. Uber is a great invention.
I think we sound
drunk.
That guy
has to make so much money.
Do you think we sound drunk?
Very, very.
Do you?
Herbert was our Uber driver. That guy is a cool dude.
That's a taste of what you'll get on the Tim and Tausch podcast.
Hey, you know, for getting Tausch drunk, a 300-pound guy, that's going to take like an awful, awful amount of alcohol, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
He's you not know, a two just... beer and he's out the door, you know, one of those things.
No, not at all. He's a veteran already at 24.
Jesus.
Tim, appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Hot Stove Weekly tonight at 6. What's up?
Real quick, you mentioned Joan Jett at the Admirals game the other day.
Yeah.
And all reports, she sounded great, put on a great show, and the ads do a great job. She's got this song that's Do You Want to Touch Me There?
Okay.
Don't remember it.
You know, from all reports in the crowd, they were saying, no, I don't.
She was looking a little rough, you're saying?
Well, she's a veteran, man.
Jeez, man. All right. Thanks, Tim.
All right,
are you still drunk from Vegas?
I might be.
We'll talk to you. We'll hear you tonight on Hot Stove Weekly.
See you, fellas.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Joan Jett turns the big 6-0 this summer.
If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored, common sense mortgage products since 1935. Tim Allen with a very Gary Wolfe-like anecdote there.
You think, I think Joan Jett's real name is Joan Larkin?
Oh, it is.
You think she'd be as famous if she used the name Joan Larkin? Here's Joan Larkin and the Blackhearts.
My real name is Bart Larkin.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'd change it to Winkler. Barry Larkin. I always liked him growing up.
Barry, yeah.
All from the Reds. Yeah. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins. I got a tweet in here from you, for you, really. It says, Stearns has done a better turnaround than Ron Wolf,
Mark? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ron Wolf, of course, Brett Favre helped a big deal. And same with Ted Thompson getting Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we can talk about that coming up. That's a good one to chew on.
But the Brewers have been buried in mediocrity and less forever. But we'll get to it.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Again, we're served up by Perkins. They're looking for dispatchers at Young Express. This may be something that you're completely unfamiliar with. Working in a dispatch department. How do you do it? What do you do? What is it even? What is it? They will train you every step of the way. Young Express is a great company. Christian-based, family-run company. They've been in business for nearly 30 years. They're a company that's been listed on Inc. magazine as one of the fastest-growing companies 7 of the last 8 years, and they are looking for people in their dispatch department. So when you have a company like Young Express, there's a lot of different departments that they have. The sales department, they're looking for people. Drivers, people to take freight from point A to point B, and they're looking for people to be the dispatchers for them. No experience necessary. They're going to train you. So if this sounds interesting to you and you're like, I don't have the experience, there's a lot of great things about the job. We've heard you talking, Bart, about the hourly wage that's competitive, the paid holidays, the vacation time, the 401k, the health plan. I like all that. I want to be a part of a company like that. I don't have the experience. That's fine. Again, they're going to train you. They're just looking for people with good math skills, basic math skills. You can multitask. You're good on a phone with a computer. You're friendly, so good with phone, people, computer. They got a position for you. Check out their dispatch department, youngexpress.com, J-U-N-G-express.com. Young Express, your success drives them.
So we're definitely influenced by alcohol.
Right. That's for sure.
A lot of it.
I'm amazed that we were able to. Uber is a great invention.
I think we sound drunk.
That guy has to make so much money.
Do you think we sound drunk?
Very. Very.
Do you?
Herbert was our Uber driver. That guy is a cool dude.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.